water real quick. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's so very good to see you all here this morning. Very happy to be able to worship God with you as we have been doing. And I'm also very excited to be able to study God's awesome word with you at this time. For this morning's study, I'd like for us to look at a particular book, a particular verse in the book of Hebrews. If you would open up your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5 is where we will be spending a majority of our time this morning, Hebrews chapter 5. And before we get into that, I must admit that the idea for today's lesson is not one of my own origination. There is a podcast by a preacher and fellow brother in Christ down in Texas, and in one of his episodes, he pointed out this scripture that we're going to be looking at. Now, however, when I was listening to the podcast, I was driving in some very distracting road conditions, should I say, and I was just more focused on that time about not crashing, just getting home safely. So I don't remember a thing he said apart from reading the verse. But when I got home, instead of taking time to go back over the podcast, which only lasts like 15 minutes, and listen to what he took away from it, I decided, you know what, this verse really caught my attention. And so I decided I'm going to open up God's word for myself, read it, study it, and meditate upon it. And I don't know if he and I ended up walking away from this with the same application or if he didn't went a different route, but I'm very glad that he got me on this verse. So, and I'm very excited to share it with you this morning, what I've learned. So I'm not going to delay anymore, so we're going to get right into it. The scripture we're going to be looking at is Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Okay, let's read that again. Although he, talking about Jesus, although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Now, when first reading this passage, something doesn't make sense. I don't know if you've caught on to it yet, but the first is that, what does the Son of God not know? We're talking about the omniscient God, right? What does the Son of God not know? Romans 11, in verse 33, says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor?" God knows everything. What does he have to learn? Second, if there was anything for God to learn, why would he need to learn obedience? Was Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, disobedient? John 6 and verse 38, Jesus himself said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." That's not the attitude of a disobedient person. In fact, Romans 5 and verse 19 states, "For as through one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one, the many will be righteous." It's because of Christ's unchangeable, unwavering obedience that we're saved, that we're Christians, that we have the hope and home of heaven. Okay, so considering this scripture with the rest of scripture, we know we can't take this verse at face value, okay? There's going to have to be some study and some meditation here. So what if we looked at the Greek? Maybe the Greek, if we looked at the original Greek language, that might give us a better understanding, okay? So in Hebrews 5, verse 8, the Greek word for learn here is manthano, which literally means to learn. Okay, well, what about obedience? Obedience here is hupakoe, which literally means obedience. Submissiveness, and compliance. So the Greek language is not giving us anything different that we can read in English right here in your own Bibles. There's no difference, even in definition. So what is this passage saying then? What does it mean that Christ learned obedience? How can we understand it? Well, I think we need to look at the context. Look at the context. Look at the whole verse. It's not that just Christ learned obedience, brethren, but the verse says he learned obedience through the things which he suffered. Let me give you an example, okay, of what we're talking about here. It would sound crazy to you if I said that an Indy 500 race car driver learned how to drive a car recently. Okay, why does that sound crazy? Because we're talking about a guy who knows how to drive an open-wheeled race car at 230 miles per hour for 500 miles right next to other cars, and they're inches apart, and doing maneuvers and things that happen in a split second. Clearly, that guy knows how to drive, right? That sounds crazy if I said he learned how to drive a car. But does it sound crazy if I said he learned how to drive an off-road race car? Like a rally car? Okay, because we're not talking about a Toyota Camry like I drive. Clearly, the guy would know how to drive that. But now we're talking about a different kind of car. Okay, that guy doesn't have experience in driving a different kind of car. He doesn't know how to do it. He hasn't learned that yet. So he learned how to drive this different kind of car. It's no different here, what we're talking about. We're not talking about a learning that is like a learning and attaining knowledge like you would in a classroom, but we're talking about in an understanding, okay, in psychology, a field of study that would be very devoted to understanding learning and really defining it, defines learning simply as gaining knowledge and understanding through experience or the experience of things. It's understanding through experience. In Jesus' life, he learned how to be obedient in many different situations, did he not? He learned how to be obedient through temptation, in peril, false accusation, people trying to get him to mess up, through serving others, through loving and forgiving, etc. The list can go on and on and on. Christ understands how to be obedient in multiple different scenarios. He learned how to obey the Father in multiple different experiences. But there was one last kind of obedience he needed to learn. When you're reading the life of Christ, you see all these examples and you see how he is constantly obedient. But there's one last scenario that he could only learn once. Jesus, through experience, gained the knowledge, the understanding of obedience to the point of death. He learned obedience through the things which he suffered. And brethren, it's not that Jesus wasn't obedient before and through the things which he suffered, he's now obedient. And it's not even that Jesus was less obedient before, and because of this, he is now more obedient. That's not what the passage is saying. Christ is obedient. Rather, what it's talking about is that he learned how to be obedient in a way that he hadn't known before. He had not experienced before. But why? Why did he need to? Well, that's where we get into the application. Why did Jesus need to learn to be obedient in death? And one might say, well, because we need to be saved from our sins, right? Okay, yes, that's why he died. That doesn't tell me why he needed to learn obedience. The reason why Jesus learned obedience in his suffering, I believe, is for the same reason why he was baptized, why he prayed, and why he washed the disciples' feet. Because Jesus, the Son of God, was leaving for us an example to follow. He is our example. And really, that gets us into the main point of this whole application. Brethren, did Jesus, let's be realistic here. Did Jesus need to be baptized the same way you and I need to be? Did Jesus, the Son of God, God's Son, who has the closest relationship with the Father ever, need to really pray to God for the same reason that you and I need to pray to God? To have that communication with the Father and that close connection and to establish a closer relationship? Did Jesus really need to pray? Did Jesus, both teacher and Lord, need to wash the apostles' feet? Did he need to do any of these things for his own sake, for his own benefit? No. But for our sake? Yes. Turn over to Matthew chapter 3. Letting Jesus himself speak on this. Matthew chapter 3. When you have the baptism of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 15, before that verse, John, when Jesus says, okay, John, you're going to baptize me, John's like, me baptize you? No. It needs to be you who baptize me. Why should I be baptizing you? Jesus said in verse 15, but Jesus answering and said to him, permit it at this time. For in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus showed us how to fulfill all righteousness, all that God commands, and not stopping short of anything. Not stopping short of any command from God. He showed us how to obey all that God commands. Everything that he says in every single way, doing it all, fulfilling everything that God has commanded, Jesus showed us. And you don't have to turn over there, but in Luke chapter 11 and verse 1, talking about prayer, when the apostles said to Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. When you really think about it, how do we really know how to pray? Yeah, there are examples in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, but who do we primarily think of when we think, how do I pray unto God? We go to the man who taught how to pray. We go to Jesus. Jesus, it's because of Jesus. We know how to communicate with our Lord, with our Father. And if you would turn over to John chapter 13. In John chapter 13. This was a passage mentioned in today's Bible class. John chapter 13. After Jesus washed the apostles' feet, he says in verse 13 of John 13, you call me teacher and Lord. You are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Brethren, Jesus showed us how to serve one another, even our enemies. Think about whose feet he washed. We washed all those who were going to flee and desert him, right? Yeah. Well, then there was Peter, the man who's going to deny him three times while Jesus was being tried and falsely accused and beaten. Yeah, him too. Who else did he wash the feet of? Judas. He washed the dirty feet, got down on his hands and knees to wash the feet of a man who was betraying him for 30 pieces of silver. The man who is going to deliver him and start the process of the most excruciating death ever. He washed his feet. I gave you an example. Do as I have done to you. Brethren, When you really think about it, God has never commanded us to do anything he didn't do himself. Really, think about it. Jesus has never asked us to do anything he didn't do first himself. Seriously, can you think of anything? I can't think of anything that Jesus didn't do or came short of in his commandments. Christ was baptized. We are to be baptized. Christ was prayerful. That was his custom. That was his habit. That's what he did every single day. We are to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Christ was tempted and resisted temptation. We are to resist temptation. Christ was loving. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 says, he who does not love does not know God. Why? For God is love. We are to love. The verse right after, beloved, for God has so loved you, you also ought to love one another. Christ was a servant. We just read how he washed their feet. He was a servant. He had the heart of a servant. He was a servant. We are to serve one another. Christ was forgiving. Luke 23:34, as he is hanging upon the cross, they are spitting, gnashing their teeth, verbally abusing him. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. We are to forgive. Ephesians 4, verse 32, as Christ has forgiven you, forgive one another. Christ was obedient to death, Hebrews 5:8. We are to be faithful to death, Revelation 2:10. Everything, brethren, everything we are to do, Jesus showed us how to do it. He showed us how to love. He showed us how to serve. He showed us how to live. He showed us how to forgive, and he showed us how to die. He showed us how to be so concerned with doing the will of the Father above our own will. He showed us how to sacrifice. No matter who is deserting, who is abandoning, and who's giving up on you, who's turning their backs on you, you are faithful unto God and you are obedient unto death. Jesus showed us how to live and how to die. There's one example, though, that Jesus gave us that I didn't add in the list that I just gave you because when I read it and I thought of it, it got me. Turn over to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, beginning in verse 21. But he warned them and instructed them not to tell this to anyone, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. Verse 23. And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Let him take up his cross and follow me. The reason why I know how to bear my cross is because he carried it first. The reason, brethren, is because he showed me how to obediently bear my cross every single day unto the end, unto death. Not complaining, not kicking and screaming, not how unfair. Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. How can that not remind us of Philippians 2? Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. What a God we worship. What a King we serve. What a Savior we follow. Hebrews chapter 5 and in verse 8. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through the things which he suffered. If you'd like to open up your songbooks and turn to the song that's been selected for the invitation. If you realize that you have a need this morning to make your life right with God, please do so. Do so this morning. If you haven't obeyed the gospel, obey it now. Obey it by believing in God, as Jesus said in Mark 16:16, repenting of your sins, as he commanded in Luke 13:3, confessing as the Ethiopian eunuch did in Acts 8, confessing Christ as Lord, and upon that confession, being completely immersed in water, as Jesus showed us, being immersed in water to have your sins washed away and to rise up out of those waters, a child of God, free from sin, accomplishing all that God has commanded to make your life right with him. And after you do that, obey. Take up your cross daily. Follow him faithfully. But if you have become a child and you've not taken up your cross, you haven't been faithful, you haven't been obedient the way that God and the way that Christ himself has showed us how to be obedient, and you want to repent of your sins, do so. If you want, whether you need to obey the gospel, you need to repent of your sins, you can come forward to the front. We will help you. If you have need, we'll help you get on that track towards salvation. If you need to repent, we'll pray for you. We'll pray with you and help you as best as we can, because we love and care for you like Christ told us to. But whatever your need is to make your life right with God, do so this morning. Walk out of those doors at peace, knowing you have a right relationship with God. If there's any way at all we can help you, please come forward now as we stand and as we sing to encourage you.